Absolutely.
Definitely, yes.
And why?
When you're in the early career stage, I remember it well, it's so exciting to go to conferences and so exciting to look at the program and work out which papers you're going to go and listen to because they all look so amazing. But what we've discovered recently is that if you go to a conference in a new field, a field that you haven't kind of grown up in, you can get that same excitement all over again.
Often conferences can be incremental in their knowledge development, and it's probably sometimes it's not until you're outside your normal field that you get some of the bigger aha moments or things that can excite you about your own area. A book that Carmel and I are writing, one of the stories in there is about Mary Beberway, who is at UTS here. You know, she was in at a conference and she does research into cancer, but she was sitting in on a talk about malaria and she went, "Oh, maybe I could use that in my research." And that stimulated for her a whole area of research for which she is now leading the field in, understanding when cancer is going to reoccur before it's even reoccurred. Mm. So another person in our story, you know, met someone at the conference, then they went and visited them at another university, and that put them on a whole other path. And then at the end of that, they came up with a vaccine or a cure for ulcers or cervical cancer.
And why are you looking at this area? Why are you looking at conferences and the benefits?
Long story.
Conferences were valued by governments and so forth for the tourism dollars that they generate.
And how do they generate those dollars normally?
Well, it's because if you hold an international conference in Sydney, you get an influx of international delegates, tourists, who come here and spend money on hotel rooms and food and attractions, and you get new money into the economy, which the government loves. We know conferences do much more than just bring in tourism dollars. We would like someone to do a project and try and find out the scope of contributions that conferences make. So that was our first project. And so we built five case studies around five very different conferences. I think there was a women's sport conference, there was a dental conference, an AIDS conference, a labour law conference. And we found definitely that the scope of contributions was much, much broader and probably much more important than those tourism dollars.
And what were those contributions? What were you finding?
Well, things like practitioners may go to the conference and they might learn things right on the spot and then go back into their workplaces, like a dental conference. So the dentists go there, they learn about new techniques, new methods, and then they'll go back into their dental surgeries and implement those methods immediately. Medical conferences in particular will screen operations live so that both doctors and the practitioners, etc., are learning at the conference itself, and they'll take that back in. And then there are the other things such as the networking and the relationships that are formed, and then research groups are developed out of that, research connections, you know, might stimulate somebody's research in a particular direction that ultimately leads to, you know, amazing societal outcomes.
When we looked at the AIDS conference, one of the brilliant things came out of the AIDS conference by bringing an international community together with all their knowledge and experience on trying to beat the AIDS virus, and everyone sharing their knowledge, and it was able to move the agenda forward.
I guess to continue on that health angle, subtle mental health benefits too, not only in kind of reinvigorating one's sense of motivation, but also you'd mentioned like networking, like friendships develop, sense of well-being goes up. Did you find that too?
Definitely. And so when we did the first questionnaire survey, we asked all the kinds of businessy questions, I guess, about, you know, conferences, like, is it helping your work and that kind of thing. And we were really surprised that open-ended kind of qualitative, like, is there anything else you want to say? So many people said conferences are also about friendship.
Really?
So
right.
We hadn't, that was just not the topic that we were on at all, but they pushed back and they, you know, they said they were really letting us know conferences are about friendship. It's about making new friends, meeting new friends. It's about catching up with old friends and reaffirming those friendships. And for, you know, communities of scholars, if you've got in your own institution, you might not have that many people who are so focused on a particular area of your field of studies, But you've got international colleagues who you meet once a year, probably at the international conference, who are, you know, really with you on your particular passions.
But do you know what? When I first started going to conferences, I had small children, I had responsibilities at home, and I'd go to conferences and I'd go, oh, I've got a week where my headspace is my own. Nobody else owns that headspace but me. Whereas when you're at home, you've got your work, you've got your family, you've got your children, so you're constantly battling all these things. But when you're at a conference, you can just focus on something that you're truly passionate in.
What do you then do with this?
Our research is being used by the industry sector. I think we could say that we're leading this space globally. Our industry partner uses it to make arguments to government for funding, for support for the sector. We just both have been to IMEX, which is the largest international meeting exchange forum in the world. Because of the research we've been doing, they've put it on to the politicians' page. So politicians come to this forum and they discuss the sorts of outcomes that we're talking about. You know, using that information to fine-tune and to try and enhance and provide a better conference experience so that some of these benefits can occur.